Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It will not be an easy path in the Senate for the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund bill, which has already passed the House. At least one senator is putting up a roadblock. On our newsline, Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal. Senator, what can you tell us about what is happening in the Senate with the 9/11 VCF bill?
Outrageously and frustratingly, one of our colleagues, Rand Paul of Kentucky, objected to moving forward with unanimous consent to the 9/11 victim compensation bill. It defies comprehension that our colleagues, any of them, would object, but that's what happened when Senator Gillibrand and I and a number of others advocated that we move forward unanimously. So we're going to keep fighting for simple justice. I believe and expect and certainly hope that we will do it in the next week to 10 days because the House has led the way and we owe this kind of compensation as a matter of simple justice to the men and women who answered the call without asking whether they were exposed to toxins and poisons at the pile at Ground Zero that day.
Senator, if I understand Senate rules right, what Senator Paul is doing doesn't kill the bill, but it certainly slows down the process to passage, right?
That's the good news. It slows down the bill, but by no means kills it. And we're going to be pressing the majority leader, Senator McConnell, to give us a vote as soon as possible, a vote on cloture, which ends debate, going through the normal, regular order, and making sure that the Senate fulfills its moral responsibility. It's beyond just a legal imperative. It's a moral responsibility.
As you understand it, what is Senator Paul's objection to unanimous consent on this?
Trying to make sense of this arrogant and unfounded action, and I am utterly baffled by it, is really very difficult. Maybe it's the fiscal cost, but $10 billion, which is the Congressional Budget Office estimate, is a tiny, minuscule fraction of our total federal budget. And for anybody like Senator Paul who says we can't afford it, my answer is we can't afford not to do it. And if I were Senator Paul, I'd have trouble looking in the mirror tomorrow.
Do you have confidence that Leader McConnell will call it for a vote and it will pass?
Senator McConnell said he's going to call for a vote. I want to know when. It ought to be right away. There's no excuse for delay.
All right, a bump in the road for the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund in the Senate. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.